Psalm 119 verses 1 to 50.
Blessed and happy is the way to becoming innocent, perfect, and entirely blameless by walking in the Torah of Yahweh. Properly guided are those who are saved and preserved by His testimony. They genuinely seek to have a relationship with Him and His witness for all time. So therefore they do not carry out that which is harmful or wrong by walking in His ways. You yourself ordained your precepts to be diligently observed, so that my path through life will be properly prepared and firmly established by observing, examining, and considering your truth. Then, I will not be ashamed by looking at all of the Almighty's terms and conditions regarding your binding covenant contract. You, I will publicly acknowledge and thank directly in an upright attitude when I learn your just, fair, and honest means to resolve disputes. According to your clearly communicated prescriptions, by being observant I will not be forsaken by you for 100 eternities. In what way can a young man keep his path pure so as to be acquitted? By being observant in accordance with your word. In all my heart I seek to form a relationship with you. You do not want me to be misled or stray from the terms and conditions of your contract. In my heart I have genuinely treasured and completely cherished your instructions and promises so that I do not fail to reach you as a result of going astray and missing the way. Yahweh, you have knelt down in love to bless and provide divine favor. Teach me so that I respond properly to your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do to live. With my lips I consider and proclaim from the written text all of the means used to achieve justice and resolve disputes which come from your mouth. In the way of your witness, I am pleased and delighted as if before all of the Almighty's abundance. Concerning your precepts and directions, I will choose to meditate on them and speak of them, and I will choose to consistently observe your ways. Concerning your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do, I find them fun, even enjoyable. I will never overlook or ignore your word. Accomplish and fulfill your purpose through your associate, and I will live because I will closely examine and diligently observe your word. Open my eyes so that I might choose to gaze upon and examine the wonderful, amazing, and extraordinary things which comprise your Torah instructions and directions. I am an alien and stranger in the world, so do not conceal the terms and conditions of your covenant agreement from me. My soul is overwhelmed with desire because of its longing for your means to resolve disputes and achieve justice for all time. You disapprove and rebuke the arrogant and presumptuous. Cursed are those who wander away and stray from the terms and conditions of your covenant agreement. Roll away from upon me such contempt and insults and such disrespect, for indeed your testimony I have observed and complied with, and it has saved me. Although political and religious leaders have joined together to speak against me, your associate will ponder and promote your clearly communicated prescriptions of what we should do to live. Moreover, your testimony I find enjoyable, as do the individuals I counsel. My soul clings to the dust of the earth. I am restored to life and kept alive according to your word. My ways I recounted, and you responded by teaching me your prescriptions for living. The way of your guidance and direction has caused me to understand, and I will ponder and share your marvelous and miraculous acts. My soul is tired and anxious from being removed and separated. Fulfill your promise to restore me, to establish me, to enable me to stand upright, and then raise me up according to your word. Please help me turn away from and leave the way of misleading deception, and then I will be able to genuinely experience the mercy of your Torah. I have chosen the way of trusting and relying, your means used to achieve justice and resolve disputes I overwhelmingly prefer and have placed firmly before me. I cling to your testimony, Yahweh, so you cannot delay me or be disappointed in me. The way of your authoritative direction I will run. Indeed, it makes my heart joyful and it opens my heart to this favorable opportunity. Yahweh, please teach me and enable me to learn the way of your prescriptions for living, and then I will habitually observe it, speaking of the Torah, and be genuinely saved by her as a benefit until the end of time. Please enable me to be perceptive and discerning so that I understand, and then I will continuously observe and be genuinely saved by your Torah, and so that I will actually and consistently observe and genuinely care about her with all my heart. Cause me to set out along the path of the terms and conditions of your binding relationship agreement. Indeed, in them I genuinely and totally delight. Incline my heart to your testimony, and not toward ill gotten gain or dishonesty which severs and separates. Turn my eyes away from viewing that which is deceitful, futile, worthless, idolatrous, and vain. Be merciful to me according to your word. Please stand up, confirm, and establish what your associate your word which as a result of the relationship is on behalf of and according to your awesome nature. Please pass over and take away while removing my reproach and insults which I anxiously dread, because indeed your judgment is good. Behold, I long for and desire your precepts and directions. In your righteous and just means to vindicate, be merciful to me. And Yahweh, may you arrive and bring me your love and mercy, your salvation according to your word and the fulfillment of your promise. And then he will respond by being afflicted, thereby providing the witness which answers those who ridicule me, because I observe, scrutinize, evaluate, revere, and focus upon your prescriptions for living. So please, do not ever take away from my mouth the word of your truthful, your unchanging and unwavering, your dependable, trustworthy, reliable, utterly capable, empowering, and great everlasting testimony, because indeed, I am completely resolved to placing my hope, completely trusting in your words. I will observe your Torah continually and consistently, always and forever as an eternal witness. And I choose to walk in its, speaking of the Torah's, freedom, because indeed I had sought after, inquired about, found, and had looked to your precepts and directions. And I will choose to continually speak the word within your witness, reporting it before and against the leaders of mankind's political, religious, economic, and military institutions, and I will not hesitate nor be emotionally distressed. And I have elected to constantly delight in, and have found great pleasure in the terms and conditions of your binding agreement, which relationally I really love and actually desire. So I literally lift up, raising the palms of my hands to God's authorized directions, which represent the terms and conditions of the binding contract, which as a result of the relationship, I genuinely desire and actually adore. I continually rejoice, wanting to find the joy in your clearly communicated and engraved prescriptions of what we should do to be put into this relationship with you. Recall your word on behalf of your servant and co-worker, upon which you have caused me to confidently expect a favorable response. This is comforting to me in my persecution and harassment, for indeed your word completely renews me, causes me to grow, and sustains my life.
End of Psalm 119 verses 1 to 50.